Anybody ever been to the fair on senior day? I went on senior day. Most popular ride on senior day is the ambulance on the way out of the fair. Dadgum, there's one leaving the scrambler every 2 minutes in there. Best part about senior day, though, it only lasts from 3:30 to 5, so that's a good thing. They got special prizes on senior day. I saw an old guy bust a balloon with a dart, and he won a pair of Depends with a picture of Def Leppard on it right there. I'm not a big gambler. My grandma, holy mackerel. I'm not saying she's addicted to blackjack, but she's got a medical alert bracelet on that says, in case of emergency, split the kings. A couple years ago, my grandma, playing bingo at the fair, won her a spa package. But I'll be honest, I think they gave her the wrong package. She said that she was able to tolerate the Botox, but during the Brazilian wax, she farted and blinded the attendant. Lord, I apologize for that right there, and be with the starving pygmies down in New Guinea. Amen. Yes, sir. I saw my grandma topless 2 weeks ago. Oh, that's the last time I let her drink before a concert. I'll tell you that much. It was embarrassing. It was windy out, so was flying around like one of them inflatable wind dancers in front of an oil change shop, you know what I mean? It is horrible. The Oak Ridge boys didn't even want to do an encore after they saw that. Thanks a lot, Grandma. Your flapping titties just cost me an encore of Giddy Up Oom Papa Mau Mau right there, all right? A lot of old folks down there in Branson riding them scooters down there. I find that crazy. These folks have lost their driver's license 2 decades ago, but they're going to go ahead and let them have motorized vehicles in a room full of pedestrians at the buffets down there. Trying to get food, they're zipping by like it's a drive-thru. I went up to get some potato salad. It was like I was in a live Frogger game all of a sudden. You know, I can't. Got hit head on by some old dude trying to text and drive. He trying to send a crotch shot to Tinder, apparently.
I grew up very stereotypically, man. I didn't play basketball, football. I grew up playing ping pong. Competitively. That was a serious national sport back home, man. You know, I didn't go to any like fun summer camp, space camp. My dad sent me to a ping pong training camp in Guangzhou, China. I almost died. It was 100 kids competing for one spot on the national team. It was basically Fortnite with ping pong paddles. We took that shit seriously though. My dad would take me to every practice, every tournament game, and he always tried to give me a pep talk before every game. But you know, Asian parents, they're way too honest. So every pep talk just turned into an insult. Like, he'll come up to me and be like, Jimmy, you're going to play well, okay? Even though you're slow, even though you're weak, and you suck. And then he would just walk away. Eventually, I became a good Asian American, and I went to school to get an economics degree because that was the easiest degree that can still appease my Asian parents. But then after I graduated, I didn't want to do like econ or finance. So I went up to my dad. I was like, Dad, I don't want to do any of this. I want to go try and do stand-up. And he was like, what's a stand-up? You mean like a talk show? I was like, yeah, sure, talk show, whatever you want to call it, okay? But I want to go pursue my dreams. And he was like, no. Pursue your dreams, how you become homeless. God, it's, things are different now. We're in America, okay? In America, we're supposed to do what we love. He was like, no. Everyone does what they hate for money and use the money to do what they love. That's that old school Chinese mentality, right? See, I'm like first generation, but my parents, they're like negative nine generation because they're so freaking Chinese. Like, it's really hard for me to watch TV with my dad because he's trying to make me explain everything to him. And first of all, old Asian people, they don't watch TV, they judge the TV. This is like, I'm just sitting next to my dad on the couch, and he's wearing his like old Asian man costume, which is just a wife beater and tidy whities. He's just sitting there, arms folded, judging the TV light. He just makes random noises around the house. Now whenever he sneezes, it's never just a sneeze. It's like a whole tsunami of sound waves that comes after. It's just like, achoo! Oh, ay, shit. Oh. I was very good at math. That's a big Asian stereotype. I think there's some truth to that. Not because of some weird genetic thing. Just because our parents care so much more about mathematics and academics. Right? You guys seen it? You guys seen those like Kumon Learning Centers in those strip malls? Right? Right? Kumon Learning Centers, for you guys that don't know, are basically detention camps for young Asian children. You can tell that place is kind of fucked up by the look of its logo. Because it's supposed to be a smiley face, but it's not really smiling. It's just like, man. My parents were way too cheap to send me to Kumon. They got a different strategy. They never let me use a calculator until I turned 15 so I can work on my brain function. That's an old school Chinese strategy. You know, so when I turned 15, it was a very special occasion. It was basically my quinceañera. My dad just gave me a TI 83 plus. And he looked me in the eyes and he was like, you're a woman now, okay? But when you're a kid, when your parents tell you you can't do something, what do? You rebel, right? So when I was 14 years old, I stole my brother's calculator. I stole Roy Rogers' calculator. And I locked myself in my room and I started rebelling. I started doing math homework. Other kids were like fucking around with like alcohol and drugs. I was fucking up some problems, you know? Locked myself in a room. I was just punching in numbers. I was like, oh man, this feels great, you know? It's so wrong. It's awesome. My dad was pissed. He was knocking the other side of the door. He doesn't like locked doors in the house. And he was screaming. He was like, Jimmy, Jimmy, what are you doing inside? Come out right now. I know you're using a calculator. Come out right now. I was so scared. I didn't know what to do. And he unlocked the door and he came in. I went into full panic mode. So I just threw away the calculator and I pulled out my pants. I was like, Dad, I was just jerking off. And he came in, and he looked at me, and then he looked at the math homework. And he was like, good, good, very good, very good, very good. You must have really liked math, that's good. That's good. Keep it up.
I've smoked cigarettes a lot of my life. I finally quit. I didn't want to quit. People who have never been addicted to anything never truly get it. Like, oh my God, you quit smoking. You feel better? No. No. Love to shove your face through glass just for saying that. And then smoke whatever's left on the other side. That's how irritable I am right now about the fact that I can't smoke cigarettes. Just not that healthy of a person. I joined a gym, and then my gym closed. And then I had to go join another gym. That's a pain in the ass. Because you can't just pay and go in. You have to have a meeting and a consultation with somebody. I really? I don't want to. Well, you have to, Kathleen. You have to meet with Cindy. Oh. Okay. Great. Cindy is 21. Cindy is in shape. Cindy is happy to be alive. Everything is going great in Cindy's world. You get the happiest thing ever. But her voice is so high. The tone and the pitch, when she spoke, all I heard was a Yorkie barking. I swear to God. That's all I heard. I was like, really? I gotta speak to this lady? Like, I have money. Can't I just go in? No. Okay, Kathleen, before you can get in and everything, okay, we have to write down some of your goals. Cindy, I don't have any goals here. Maybe that's weird, but I don't have any goals. I'm not here for offense, Cindy. I'm here for defense. There's a big difference. I am here to try and pull a fourth quarter Hail Mary pass out of my ass before things get weird. Now, I don't know if that's possible, but I'm willing to pay $62 a month to not come here and find out. But Kathleen, that's so sad. No, it's not sad. It's just, well, I have to put something in the form or I'm going to get in trouble. Okay, here's my goal. Ready? Here's my goal. I am here to delay the date and severity of my impending stroke. Dad, you don't see the gym as a fun place. Well, I don't, Cindy. And I think at my age, I think I know what's fun to me, and I think I know what's not fun to me. A bar is fun to me. Trust me, year after year, I reprove it and reprove it. I really have a lot of fun in a bar. A gym? No. I've never stayed at a gym so long I got kicked out. Never. I never worked out so hard somebody had to take my keys because I was crazy. No.
I think my husband and I have a huge unspoken understanding between each other because he's half Filipino and half Japanese and I'm half Chinese and half Vietnamese. So we're both half fancy Asian. And half jungle Asian. Yeah. You guys know the difference. The fancy Asians are the Chinese, the Japanese. They get to do fancy things like host Olympics. Jungle Asians host diseases. It's different. But he grew up on the East Coast, going to private school, playing lacrosse, learning Latin and playing chess and rugby. He grew up like Filipino Carlton, okay? So he didn't know anything about Vietnamese people until he met me. And on one of our first dates, he took me to this restaurant on the west side of Los Angeles called Pho Show. He was like, it's authentic Vietnamese. I read about it on Yelp. I was like, it's not authentic. Okay, you can tell first and foremost by the name because it don't got a number in it. Second of all, you could tell by the bathroom. If it was legit, the bathroom would double as a supply closet. When I pee, I need to see 10 gallons of bleach, an ATM machine, and a grandma with glaucoma napping in the corner. And the waitstaff here is too nice. We need to leave this restaurant deaf and emotionally abused. I grew up going to private school, too. Him and I are both total, like, private school Asians. We both are big hippies, too. We like to backpack through Southeast Asia. We like to do yoga. We do ayahuasca ceremonies. We do silent meditation retreats. That's right. We pay $800 to shut up for a weekend. We do shit like that. We eat gluten-free. which means we eat all that bread that tastes like free-range Chewbacca. We eat that lesbian bread that's like 1,000% of your daily fiber and 20% spoken word poetry. When you eat it, you queef a shitty poem about supporting Caitlyn Jenner or whatever. And so it's funny, right? Because he's Asian too. But sometimes all of this hippy-dippy shit we do makes me feel like we are white people doing an impression of Asian people. Like we have these Chinese scrolls up on the wall and neither of us know what the fuck they mean. We're like, oh, that seems to go very well with our Buddha piggy bank from Pier 1 Imports. Seems to be providing some good fu shui for the house.
Oh, the woman can't stop spending money. It used to be Macy's, now it's Amazon. Yeah, go fuck yourself, Amazon. Oh, there's always a box at the house. She tries to sneak it past me. Where are you going? Oh, I needed it. I like when the both of us pull up to the house. And there's a box at the door, and Captain Evil over here acts surprised. Oh my God! What could it be? Maybe it's for you! Really? The FedEx guy doesn't even know I live here. For me. Oh, everybody, she buys something. All her friends sell something. Oh, all of them, they're consultants. They want me to be on their team. Oh, she'll come home with candles and makeup. Where'd you get that? My friend. She sells it. Oh, she came home one day with essential oils. Have you heard of this? It's a box of bullshit. And then it gives you a book to tell you what the bullshit does. She was all excited. Look what I got. Now I can heal us. I have rosemary. Tangerine, lavender, now we can sleep. I got the flu. This one pulls her book out. Tell me what you got. Hey, why don't you go to CVS and get me some NyQuil, Harry Potter? I don't need a potion, woman. I need medicine. What are you, a witch? Good, get on your broom, go to CVS. Get me some NyQuil. Oh, if it's my idea, it's wrong. If I came up with the plan, it's wrong. We went to go buy furniture, okay? We bought the furniture. The man informs me it's going to be $400 to deliver the furniture. I inform him to go fuck himself. I made the decision in front of my wife. My wife heard what I said. She said nothing at the store. We get in the car to go pick up the U-Haul that I need. Here we go. She's over there in the passenger seat. I go, what? She goes, nothing. I go, not nothing. I can feel it in my balls. I said, what? This is what she says to me like I'm stupid. Why? Did you get a U-Haul so far away? Does my wife think that I called U-Haul? No, further. No, that one's too close. No, I need the furthest U-Haul you got. Why? Because it pisses her off, that's why. And we haven't fought in a while. I'm trying to make this Saturday worse. Can you?
I don't get him. I don't know. You know what he did the other day? Stepman decided to take a shower on his own. My wife and I looked at each other, we're like, he must have plans. Hygiene's just not his thing. And here's the weird part, like you can hear when you have two bathrooms, you can hear the water running, but is this normal for teenagers? You can hear him drop the soap. like regularly, it's like, doomp, doomp, doomp. And I'm like, what is this? And he does it every shower, and it's just irritating, and it's taking a toll on me. I'm like, what you got? Little ass hands? Do you need a rope? Like, last time it really got to me, I'm like, stop dropping the soap. My wife, she walks to the bedroom door. Michael, if you can't handle watching movies about prison, change the station. Then Stepman did what I call the most unfathomable thing I've ever seen. He broke his shower, which should make sense to no one. It didn't to me until he shows up at our bedroom door holding the nozzle. I broke it. I don't know, it just came out the wall. Yeah, right out the wall, you know? Do you mind if I use yours? You ain't coming in here. You just go back in there and had the water shoot out the wall at you. What, were you hanging from it? And that's what he does. He goes, I guess he has the water shoot out the wall at him, you know, and that is what's happening. He's leaving to go to some party. Now my wife and I, we in the kitchen, and Stepman comes in with the most wrinkled shirt you've ever seen in your life. I'm talking the type of wrinkled where you gotta look at another person where you're like, there's no way he's about to wear that shirt right there. No way, right? Y'all don't get the level of wrinkle. You know how on your pants there's two pockets in the front, right? You know how there's two in the back. You know how you sometimes have the little pocket right there? It looked like he pulled the shirt out of that pocket. And then I hit Stepman with a question, and I can't tell now if he's a genius or dumb as hell based off his response. I'm like, Stepman, you really about to wear that wrinkled ass shirt to the party? His response, it's gonna be dark. You see how it kinda makes sense? Like, he already planned this out. He knew how the lighting was gonna be and found the most wrinkled piece of clothing he could find. And I'm like, worried, like, that made too much sense. Following day, midday, we're in the kitchen. My wife's cooking, Stepman's there. Hey, Stepman, how was the party?
Forgot to tell y'all.
Forgot to tell us what?
Got in a car accident.
Now, I don't know if this is a teenager thing to just forget. Something that seems very, very much important. And then he describes the accident. And it's like, how did you forget this? His friend's there in two separate cars. He hits his friend's car into traffic. His friend's car gets hit by another car, he says, and flips three times. He says his friends have to be helicopter airlifted to the nearest hospital. I'm like, what? Then what happened? Looks at me like an idiot.
What do you mean, what happened? We went to the party. Our car didn't flip.
And I love it when people view this comedy stuff and they're like, is this real? That story, verbatim. I did not change a word to that story. This next part of the story, I made up. But Stepman, what about your friends? Why don't you go to the hospital?
There's too much light there. They would have saw my shirt.
To meet girls like that, because I think 9 times out of 10 guys go to nightclubs. This to meet girls, I get it, you know. But if you ain't got $1,000 to pop on bottles, you ain't gotta do it, man. I be telling dudes, man, if you want to meet girls, you ain't got the money like that. Just listen, just wait outside, wait for the club to close. Everybody gotta leave, you know. You know, hopefully a food truck pulls up. It's so easy to meet girls at the food truck when the club closes. Because usually, the girls leaving a nightclub, when they wait to close, those girls are a little tipsy, discombobulated, got their shoes in their right hand, you know? They in the parking lot looking for the girls they came with, just walking around. Karen? Karen? Who the fuck is Karen? I be telling you, man, just wait for the food truck to pull up. Hopefully it's a taco truck. Everybody likes tacos late at night, you know? So when it's your turn, just wait in line. When it's your turn to order some tacos, look behind you, find a nice looking lady, offer some food. Just sit there. What's up? Wait. You want, what's up? Yeah. You want some tacos? You want some tacos? I'll take a taco. All right. Give me 2 tacos. Hey man, let me get 2 tacos, $2. Here you go, have a couple tacos. Her girlfriends come over, where'd you get them tacos at? That dude right there, he nice. You want some guacamole on it? Let me get a side of guacamole, 50 cents. Here you go, put some guacamole on your tacos. You spent $2.50. You got the same phone number David got. David spent $6,000 popping bottles in a nightclub. You know? And trust me, she gonna remember you over David, you know? You know, the next day, you put food in her body, you nourished her, you know? The next day, think about it. David ain't gonna wake up till 1, 2 o'clock, all the Hennessy run through his system. All you gotta do is get up 9:30, 10 in the morning, shoot a little good morning text. Good morning, beautiful. Good meeting you last night. Taco, taco, taco emoji. Shit, that's a taco dude. Yeah. Yeah, I like David's cool. That's a taco dude. Yeah. Then you got a cheap-ass anniversary date. Most people on anniversaries gotta go to nice steakhouses, nice restaurants. Nah, you and her right back at a taco truck. She on Instagram, back where we met. He got me extra cilantro, doing it big this year. Now, I don't want people to call me a liar or anything. Like, I don't pop balls in real life. I don't. But on Instagram, I do. Like, I be lying my ass off on Instagram. I'm living a life that ain't mine half the time, you know? Shoot, I'll do some little Bow Wow shit. I'll just lie on Instagram.
But that's the whole key to life. Find someone to love and drag them to the end with you. That's it. Don't make it more complicated than that. Just find someone to love and drag them to the end with you. That's it. And you want to make your relationship last? Lie. Lie all the time. Really, just lie. You're a man and a woman together. You don't want to do anything the other one wants to do. But don't be mean about it. Don't tell them that. Just lie. You want to shop for candles with me tonight? Sure. You want to hold up these drapes when I figure out the colors? Okay. We're here in the city. My wife wants to go see a musical. She knows I hate musicals. Do you want to go see The Drowsy Chaperone tonight? That'd be a fun date night, right? It sure would. I hate musicals, but luckily a friend of mine at the Comedy Cellar had given me a joint the night before, and I don't smoke weed anymore, but I'm like, who throws out a joint? Let me keep it in case of an emergency. I'm like, The Drowsy Chaperone, I think we have an emergency. So I throw it in my pocket, I'm thinking, maybe I won't need it, you know? But I get up there, and it's like, all the posters are goofy. They're like, na-na-na-na, wa-na-na-na. It's gonna suck. So she goes and sits down, I sneak into the men's room, this is totally irresponsible, a grown man, I lock myself in the stall, I smoke the whole thing. Marijuana smoke, illegal marijuana smoke, just wafting out into a Broadway lobby. But you have to understand something, at the theater, I'm a white guy in a suit. The worst thing anything can happen to me is some guy approaches, sir, do you smell that? All I have to say, outrageous. I have a musical to see. Where's the snack bar? I need some Sour Patch Kids. So we went in and watched the whole stupid-ass Drowsy Chaperone. Loved it. High as a kite, loved every minute of it. I was singing it the whole way home. La-da-dee, la-da-doo. And she was suspicious. She said, you seem to like that a little too much. Did you get high? I looked her right in the eye. I told her exactly what she wanted to hear. I said, no, I didn't get high. I was just happy being out with you. She knew I was lying. I knew I was lying. But we went to bed happy. That's the point. It's the same as when she says my love handles are cute. They're not. They're creepy. When I'm jogging down the beach and have two basset hound cheeks flapping over the side of my suit, she probably wants to throw up. But she lies. And guys, you win in the whole equation. You win. Just do it. You win in the whole thing. Women, you have to be with us. You lose. I'm sorry. That's why we're with you in the first place. We tried living with men ourselves. It's awful. Right? You get out of school. I'm not getting married. I'm living with my friends. It's going to be great. We're going to get a house. These are your friends. They steal your money, your booze, sleep with your women. It's like living with pirates. It's awful. No one cleans anything ever. The bathrooms are like a rainforest. It's just hard towels and curly haired covered soap, and you think it's a bath mat, it's just a bed of mushrooms. Women are clean and soft and sexy. Women get clean with body wash. Body wash and a loofah. Ding! You can't clean a man with body wash, a horrible man. We need a big brick of soap, hopefully with pieces of rock in it. All mole covered and hairy, and not even hair like a nice bear either. We're like a sick bear from Chernobyl. All splotchy, bald spots, little Twizzlers poking out of your nipples for no reason. I don't know how you women let us climb all over you. I really don't. I would be a lesbian for sure. I have a friend, he only has hair from his waist down. Up here, he's like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Down here, he's like half goat, half man. Walking on the beach, why is everyone looking at me? I don't know, Pan. They're probably following your hoof marks down to the ocean's edge. Why don't you put down your flute for a minute?